The bill that was passed Tuesday would require local health departments to develop an immunization exemption form and also develop an educational video for parents. Representative Moss says that this bill will give the parents an option to either choose to immunize their children or exempt them.
So it requires a parent who gets an exemption, they go to the health department first, which they already do, but before they do that, they'd have to watch an online education module, no more than 20 minutes, that will be created by the Department of Health to tell them what they're going to have to do to protect their unvaccinated child in the event of an outbreak.
Gail Ruzicka, president of the Utah Eagle Forum, disagrees with parts of the bill. She says that they would approve of the bill if Moss removes the requirement that makes parents drive to the health department to pick up the exemption. She believes it's unnecessary.
We have asked that they remove that requirement of driving to the health department. Well, in the rural areas, that's especially a problem because some have to drive an hour to an hour and a half. That is definitely an undue burden and absolutely ridiculous that in today's world that we still have to do that.
Beth Luthy, a nurse practitioner from Utah County, says that the bill is there for parents to get information about vaccinations.
It's just an information bill. It's not about forcing parents to do anything.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Nick Herman.